And in the news, Uganda looking to put up a candidate in 2012. See, Kenya is getting all the attention, and then there's Uganda. They're like the Dakotas of Africa, Kenya and Uganda. This has been very good for Kenya, and Uganda is just sitting there saying, you know, what are we, North Dakota? They're hoping to get the summer White House in Shimba Hills there in Kenya, and maybe a little pied-à-terre in Mombasa. So they're looking to make big gains from this election. In fairness, he's got to throw something to Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, Kenya's getting it all, and something has to go to Kansas. All I've got out there is the Eisenhower place in Abilene and half of Kansas City. So they could, a little presidential library, because that's the other half of his birth state.
True.
Maybe a little Camp David on the Republican River there would be appropriate. Fox has already declared the Obama administration a failure. Well, the honeymoon's over before the marriage begins, but that's not unusual either.
True.
Yeah, too true. Take my advice and sleep through the wedding party. That's really the way to go. Set the tone. President-elect Obama has been meeting with his economic advisors. The plan is to take the country private and apply for the $400 billion cash infusion. Brilliant. And redeploy the Iraq troops to Wall Street, just to keep those guys in line. Quite a sweep for the Democrats, who now control everything except Joe Lieberman. That's Hadassah's job. Democrats now control a majority of the Republican National Committee. That's quite a change. And you bet they're going to get that fashion spree money back. Although Prada just gives store credit, so I don't know if they'll do with that. Because Michelle is strictly J. Crew, I think.
Pretty much.
I don't think she does Prada. Earth, Wind, and Fire resurrected for the inaugural ball. Secret Service has been ordered to keep Oprah off the podium. She does expect the first dance, of course, but what can you do? There will not be a Ramadan tree in the South Lawn for the holidays. That's not true. On election night, Obama was tested immediately by the traffic on Lakeshore Drive. That was, he got through that. I think he can get through a lot. Jesse Jackson is still crying like a girly man. Sidney McCain has the heebie-jeebies. Biden is expected to occupy all of Cheney's undisclosed locations if and when he discloses them. So that's a lot of places to live in. Cheney actually is already in Abu Dhabi, where they've recreated Jackson Hole for him there in the sand. Quite amazing. Castro gives Obama three knocks on the seance table. I think that was approval. Obama refused the French President Sarkozy's call, thinking it was those French-Canadian radio guys again. Medvedev congratulated the President-elect while Putin drank a glass of water. But see, that's a dummy joke. I like to throw that in there every once in a while to see if you're paying attention, and you're not. Virginia rejoins the union. Fox News losing the Bush franchise decides to go all weather. Wolf Blitzer discovered to be a hologram. Hillary found in Oval Office of Clinton Library in Arkansas. She's barricaded herself in there. She'll be okay. The 106-year-old who in Atlanta who actually early voted, it turns out, when she was only 105, so it's not the big story that we were led to believe. John McCain to report to Hensley & Company in Phoenix on Monday morning, where he'll be put in charge of the Bud Girls. There are no reports of newborns being named McCain. Tales of bitter discord between McCain and Palin. Yes. When you have my friends like these, who needs my enemies? My friends. Governor Palin announces for the presidency of Alaska. President Bush, I'm getting through this as quick as I can, you got it. President Bush dismisses his staff, not realizing he's not out until January 20th. You see that? He said goodbye to Obama. What's he going to do? How's he going to get a glass of water there?
Manpower.
Impossible. It's a good thing, though, because they have not securitized the new house in Dallas. So That's going to take a while.
Take a while.
Yeah. And you still would like to sink one well in the Potomac before leaving. That's. Now it's just a question of removing all the O's from the White House keyboards and then getting out. In other news, bad news, the jobless number is at a 15-year high. The good news, George W. Bush is on the list. Barack Obama is tanned, says Italian Prime Minister Bunker Sconi. Thank you. Thank him. He also said the Obama cabinet was going to look like the Loyal Order of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, which I thought was a low blow. Actually, President Obama is tapping so many friends of Bill, some fear the interns will come back. Joe, the unlicensed plumber, is not responding to his pager. Palin wardrobe to go for resale, to resale shop in Wasilla. Sister ordered to be there at 9 a.m. on Monday. When the door is open, she will be there. Karl Rove's 1,000-year Reich falls 992 years short. Prostitutes off Craigslist as Craig reaches a certain age. Ellen's single again by popular vote.
Single again.
Popular vote. First wintry blast strikes the red states. Colorado, New Mexico stay balmy. Retail sales hit bottom, and even Jews can't get it for you wholesale. Santa's sitting this Christmas out. Actually, he's taking a job at Hensley in Phoenix and working there. Hanukkah has been cut back to 4 days this holiday season. Scientists find cure for oil addiction. Methadoil works just like oil, but no high. Obama's staff now refusing all collect calls from Kenya. And Britney Spears will not be playing the Virgin Mary in a new movie due to wrath of God. That's all the news that is in. Thank you. It's news. I'm not saying it's humor. You know, nothing to laugh at the news these days.